referee no choice in the end.
No, I didn't realise how bad it was until I come up here, James. It's it's not in a good state.
No, but looking at the performance, I thought Aaron Bennett showed a really experienced, intelligent way to handle the conditions. He seemed to just find an extra moment to make the right decision.
No, he's right. He's a very good player, and he's getting fit. You know, he knows he's got to get a lot fitter, and that's why we went with Bennett up top today. We thought we might bring his cleverness into play instead of like stretching it in behind. But then obviously when we got the injury to Jordan, we had to change it slightly. But no, listen, James, on the whole, delighted with the play. We've got to be, not should be, we've got to be 2-0 up after the first 5 minutes. Then they get a foothold. George is brilliant. George makes two unbelievable saves. And then, I don't know, just before he called the game off, we were on the front foot. And it was one of them nights or days at Broadhurst Park, I thought, we're going to score and win. But not to be.
Yeah, Ferguson looks, particularly early on, of course, he had a clear chance himself early on, but he looks like a particularly good attacking fullback. Would you play that formation with the three at the back?
Yeah, he's a very good player. So I knew him when he was at Blackburn Rovers. We wanted to bring him in. And I noticed he got player of the month in December, said to Ben before, and you know, all of a sudden then he lost his shirt for a couple of games. And then it just so happened we found out he lived in Oldham. He wants to play football. He didn't want to travel to Marine. We spoke to the manager, and he fits the style of player that we want here, and it allows McLaughlin then to go back into midfield. So Joe's a good signing for us.
And George Murray Jones, obviously he's a very good keeper. What's he like as a personality on the pitch? Is he obviously a young lad? Is he quite happy to make his presence felt, his voice felt?
He's a quiet lad.
Is he?
Yeah, very reserved. But he lets his performances do the talking, and he's quite daunting for him. He's moved from Southend. He's now at Manchester City. I mean, Thursday's training with the first team. Then he's coming to us Thursday night, and his feet's on the ground, but he's a great keeper. His saves today were exceptional, but there was one thing he did in the first half that we'll be crying out for all season. He plucked a cross out. They say take it at its highest point, and his hand's stuck, and he got it. And the reassurance that gives on your defenders is huge, and he's got a real opportunity in the game he's going to go for, but he really enjoys being here, you know, and that's, he's learning his way, and he's going to learn it here.
Big chances early on. Did you feel that there was a period in the first half when Rylands did adapt to the conditions a little better?
Yeah, 20 minutes. They will, although they shook from distance and it was two good saves, I thought we had the first 20. I thought they then took control of the second 20. And they did, and you can see why they're up towards the top of the league. What they did, we knew exactly what they do, that's how they play. They dropped into like a 4-1-4-1 and they made everything compact, so they stopped us from changing play, and they did it really well.
But in general terms, as with Ratcliffe, that very narrow defeat, competing fairly comfortably with a side right at the top of the league.
We can do it, James. I've got every faith that when we've got lads fit and available and playing the way they're playing now, and you can see the kind of the three or four that are coming back from injury, Curtis and Dante and Donald Ennis, you know, people, we've got a really good squad. And you look back on the games that we've massively underperformed this season, it's when we haven't been able to get our fluent 16 out. I look at the bench today, it's as strong as we're going to have with four lads to come back. So the squad is good. When we can get everyone out, when Yampelin Cass is out and Oliver and people like that and Mumrose, I mean, we've lost Griffiths today to an injury, we've lost Buckley to an injury, but the squad's good, and that's what we want to develop and build on. And you do need luck in a season, and I feel like we've had a fair share of bad luck this season with injuries, but we just want to finish the season as strong as we can do. And we've shown now in the last four games, Gainsborough, Radcliffe, the Vinsky game today, we're a good side, and we've got to keep that belief.
Any assessment on the injuries yet in terms of whether they're quite bad ones that could keep them out for a while?
Jordan looks like it is. He might have gone. His calf. Griff was just tight. Every time he opened up, it was tight. Now, maybe a lot of football and heavy pitches, but usually with Griff's type of injury, it's a grade one. It's 7 to 10 days. Buckley could be up to anything, up to 3 or 4 weeks. So, but we've got forwards. You know, I'm not panicking anymore. I'm not thinking that we need a forward. I've got Young Max. I've got Bennett. I've got Gilboy. So we've got loads of options, and people are just going to get their opportunities.
What about when you don't have Jordan? He's a big lad, and he holds the ball. It does affect, though, the way you're going to attack, doesn't it? If you haven't got him, even though they've all got pace, they're much more pacey, smaller frames.
I think what we'd do there, without giving anything away, I think Bennett would then go as a nine because he looks after the ball, and then let a runner offer him today. We just tried to go into the two, Bennett and Buckley, because we knew it would stick, and then get the likes of Munro and Deck high to him. And then as the game developed, because we knew that they were aging at the centre-half, can we throw on our pace? So it will change it slightly, but I'm a lot more comfortable with losing a player now than what I was maybe 2 or 3 months ago. for us, James, we just want to finish as strong as we can. And, you know, if I put a figure on it, you know, 13 games to go, 14 games to go, if I said that I wanted 7 or 8 wins, people will go, well, that's optimistic. But I just think with the lads coming back, there's no reason why we can't. I'm not saying we will, but there's no reason what stops us from getting 7 or 8 wins and a couple of points.
You would hope that team would take confidence from how well they've competed against the top two sides.
There's a massive shift in confidence in the dressing room, massive. And, you know, like I just said, when we lost our really influential player this season, you look around them and we didn't have the depth, we didn't have that kind of backing. Now we've got real depth in the squad, and we've added, like say, Swales and Joe Ferguson to it this week. So we're not building for next season, but we want to finish strong and people to go, right, we want to get in the playoffs next season. We want to be competing. We don't want to be down where we are. But I think before we do anything on the pitch, I think there's going to be a lot of work done off the pitch, looking at the pitch.
Long trip to Morpeth next Saturday. Optimistic on that one?
Well,
4G surface.
We've got a really good result there this season. And then obviously we know what happened in the return leg when they came here. But we like playing on 3. Well, I'm saying we like playing on 3G. I think we've won on 1 for the last 3 or 4 games. But we do. You know, we know the game will be on. We know we can prepare well. And we'll just see what the injuries are like. We'll assess everybody. And then we'll get on the coach and we'll be in there in buoyant spirits. You know, someone whispered to me that they were losing 4-1 maybe today. So they're not having it all their own way. But we've just got to just not worry about anybody else now. Just be us. Get on the coach next week. Go and try and get 3 points and then have a good journey back. But we're going to work hard this week, James, in training. We're devastated about today. But, you know, credit to everyone for trying to get the game on.